بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، وقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Firstly, discussing the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to become the beloveds of Allah, and that is why Allah has sent us in this world and gave us life, not just to pass our life, but to become the real friends and the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that Allah ta'ala has made it so easy. Allah sent His practical model, the most beautiful model Allah ta'ala has sent to demonstrate to us how to become the friend of Allah ta'ala, the beloved of Allah ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has commanded Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your ummatis, tell my servants, they must just follow you. They follow the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without realizing, you'll be becoming the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this regard, we started learning the sunnah upon awakening. The first sunnah we learn, we rub our hands with our palms in the morning when our eyes open up. Don't just jump out of the bed like that and try and read the ruku of Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, if you know it. Then read the dua after that, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. And try and learn the meaning also, and just concentrate briefly. But in that, by concentrating, two things will happen. One is you will make shukr to Allah ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you gave me another life. And another thing then, you'll be conscious that now I must, if Allah gave me another life, what? How must I lead my life? For Allah ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala is watching me all the time. So now your life will be improving all the time, inshallah. The third sunnah we learn, when awakening from sleep, cleanse the mouth with a miswak. This is one sunnah that is before you make wuzu also. Unless you, the urge for relieving yourself is very desperate, then you first go and relieve yourself. Otherwise, while making wuzu, making miswak, then you will cause problem to yourself. So they use, and that is why it's important to understand our deen, that it is sunnah to use miswak. When you just get up, you go to the relieve yourself, but now your urge is strong, so first go and relieve yourself. Then you will make your miswak one time in your wuzu. And because you had the intention, inshallah, Allah will give you the reward of that sunnah also. And remember, the use of miswak should be repeated when making wuzu. Using the miswak upon awakening is a separate sunnah. And all these, we should make a niyat and be conscious that I'm doing. To make a niyat means to be conscious that I'm doing this because this was the way of life of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in using miswak, there are unlimited benefits. But unfortunately, the West, as our Shaykh explained, their effort is to turn our attention away from sunnah. Although they know the best way is sunnah, and they are researching so much about sunnah. But they will bring all things to try and make us unmindful of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and try and put their replacement. So they taught us so much that you must have your toothbrush and your toothpaste. And in toothpaste, they put the worst chemicals, which is called fluoride, and we think, no, it's very healthy. In the meantime, it's medical waste, it's harmful. But we make sure our children brush their teeth with toothpaste and toothbrush. But with miswak, we are not conscious that our children should be brushing their teeth with miswak. So we should make an intention, Allah give me all of us tawfiq, that miswak becomes part of our lives. And for every family member in the house should have his miswak. And miswak also, don't just use it as you just carry on using it, the bristles become just anyhow. Every now and then you have to cut it off and let the bristles come up again. Then you'll get the taste of the miswak also and the benefit of it also. And these things will come in our life when we do our zikr of Allah Ta'ala properly. And in doing zikr, we learn that we should sit with attention, with wuzu, facing the Qibla, four-legged, and concentrating, and zikr shouldn't be loud, that we scream the roof off, neither so soft that you can't even hear yourself, but a person in an eye soft tone, that is just a moderate tone, a person should make his zikr, and every time that after every 10-20 times, then may read these poems or think about these poems, so that your zikr can be enhanced in concentration and you making dua to Allah Ta'ala also. So this poem we were learning yesterday, that Ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka asar na rahe, siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. That, oh my Allah, oh my beloved, please, in my heart, let there be effect of anything else now besides you. Till now everything else was troubling me and all these effects were there. And I was thinking, if I go to this doctor, then he will check me properly. He will give me the right medicine. No, Allah, siwai tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. That besides you, don't let my eyes fall on anybody besides you. That any problem I have, wawfawidhu amri ilallah. Let me hand my matter to Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala will guide me whether I should go to a doctor, shouldn't go to a doctor, etc. Especially in this time that we are going through, there is no scruples left. Doctors are not prepared to help you. They are prepared just to finish you up. So when we turn to Allah, Allah will never finish us up. Allah will take care of us. And Allah Ta'ala will look after us. So in making our zikr also, we building that connection that, oh Allah, now my heart must be totally only looking at your greatness, your qudrat. And how to kar be khabar sare khabro se mujhko. That, oh Allah, now you make me unmindful of all the news of the world besides you. Let me know about you. That I don't even have time to listen to news. And this is the object of news, to make us unmindful of Allah and make us mindful of shaitan. And shaitan's work is to make us scared. And Allah's work is to promise us forgiveness and jannah. Allah Ta'ala says, "Ash-shaytan yu'idukum al-faqr." Shaitan will make you scared of poverty, of sickness. Now what will bring poverty and sickness? All medical aid, all insurance, he'll let you get involved in that haram. And looking at all wrong things, looking at pictures, etc., all those things let you get involved and he makes you scared. And Allah says, you just turn your attention to Allah. Don't even listen to the news. Don't even ask about the news, etc. Then you'll see you live such a peaceful life. You don't know what is the news, that is the best thing. No news is good news. And have only the news of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what we have come to learn here, to learn the news of Allah. When you get, like Hazrat says, tune your radio now to the radio station of Allah Ta'ala. And get out of all the other radio stations. Some radio stations say that we are with you wherever you are. That's a lie. Only Allah can be with us wherever we are. That Allah Ta'ala is with us wherever. Where can the radio station be with us wherever we are? So we have to turn, even if it is a Muslim radio station, we have to turn our attention to Allah Ta'ala. And ilahi rahu ek khabardar tera. That, oh my ilah, oh my. Ilah means only that being who can do everything for you. Nobody can do anything and everything for you besides Allah. And that is ilah. Ilah comes from Allah, that only Allah can do anything and everything for His creation. So Allah, I should be aware of you. I should get you. And that is why Allah has brought us here, to gain this ma'rifah, this recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And if we just work on our zikr, etc., inshallah, then we will see the reality, what we're learning in this kitab, in Anwarus Salah, this reality which we outwardly, as we're learning, it might seem like very difficult, but this reality, we'll see how simple it is. That deen is not hard. Deen is very, very easy. Shaitan makes you feel it's very hard. But when you get into deen, then you realize deen is not just easy, it's enjoyable. And this is what we should be. And dunya is very hard. But shaitan puts a picture over it, just an outward, beautiful present somebody gives you. Inside he puts dirt. But he puts nice silver paper or gold paper and he presents it to you, you also get very happy. But when you go home and you open it and now you saw there's dirt, and such terrible dirt that you even put your hand inside, now you're feeling ashamed. Just now you didn't want to show anybody. And this is dunya. That it will make you run after it, and when you're in the mess, now nobody will help you. Nobody will even will assist you, and everybody, if they come to know, they laugh at you. So any case, Allah give us understanding. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa amma ba'du faqad qala Allah ta'ala fil Quran al-Majid wa Furqan al-Hamid a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Continue with our lessons of Anwarus Salah. We are still only in the introduction, and introduction is still a long way to go, not very long inshallah, but we have to move a bit more faster. Here we were discussing with regard to khushu, that when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that on that occasion, that now Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked up to the sky and said, I see knowledge have been lifted from the ummah. And the Sahabi asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we are teaching our children. They are teaching. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, didn't you see what happened to the Jews and Christians? They also taught, but the reality of knowledge didn't remain. Just knowledge in book form, etc. And today, sadly, myself, I must think, all of us today, alhamdulillah, we make shukr on the one hand, so many huffaz, so many madaris, etc. On the other hand, what is the quality of it? That, how the dressing, etc., nothing have been left of Islam, as we were just explaining. Nothing left of Islam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, but just mere beautiful name. You got a beautiful name of Islam, Abdullah, Abdurrahman, Ahmad, Amina, Fatima. But when you look at that person, you can't make out, is this Ahmad or Muhammad? Or who is this, Amina or Fatima? And especially if you go in those environments, Allah save us, forget those environments. Previously now, Haramain Sharifain, Allah open it for us. But even there, when people used to come out of the Haram, you can't make out who's this person. And you're coming back from Umrah, from Hajj, in the plane, you won't make out that was this Ahmad or Muhammad. The beard is gone, the dressing is gone, etc. So this reality of deen in every department, unfortunately, it is just an outward show. And sadly today, like Hazrat says, we have become like picture Muslims today. Every small thing must just be on picture, on just video. And we see that is why Allah Ta'ala, we should be begging for maaf, myself first of all, that even in the Haramain Sharifain, the first thing a person reaches there, just take out his phone, starts taking pictures. Doesn't worry whether people are walking around and you think you're taking picture of Kaaba Sharif, but all the people's pictures are there. Picture of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's rosa pass, people are walking past, but you got a picture and you're looking at it. And soon you'll realize you're not looking at the Gumbat-e-Khadra, the beautiful green dome, you're looking at the pictures of the people there. So everything today, our Qurbani also, where you're supposed to sacrifice your desire and realize that pictures are totally haram. All my old pictures also that I had, even my albums, whatever, wedding albums, I must just destroy it and burn it. But here, we are taking a picture of Qurbani today. And whereas the Qurbani is supposed to be a reality, so the reality has gone out of our lives, and this is the condition that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained 1400 years ago. Today we can see what is the condition, how sad. It's a lamentable condition that a person should think that what is the ummah going through today, that we have just become picture Muslims, so much so that Hazrat gives the example that the ummah, we supposed to be the lion of the world, that is to rule the world and show the people, but we have become like picture lions. And what kind of picture lions? Like you tell your small child about a lion, and lion is so dangerous and all that. But on the other hand, now you send him to nursery school, and you're paying a price there. And when he comes to nursery school, obviously in the start they give them coloring books to color. He turns the page, the madam tells him, or whoever is teaching him, Now you must color. He first sees his picture of a lion, he gets scared. My father told me this thing is dangerous. But then when he takes his spare pencil and he touches it, he sees nothing is happening. Then he acts brave. Now he takes his spare pencil, not start coloring, he pokes the eye. He tells his friend, see, what a lion can do to me? Nothing. Because that's a picture lion. And exactly the same today, what is the non-Muslims they doing? They poking us like pictures. We got no strength. We got, then is that lion that is in the cage. That you go to the zoo, and like Hazrat says, today sadly we waste our time going to the zoo. The animals think, are we animals or these people animals? They came to see us like big buzruks. Who are we? So we are wasting our time in so many things and we don't realize. And this is ghaflat. When we come here, then our minds open up. Otherwise, wasting our time. There we can walk around in the zoo 1-2 hours. Even old people in the zoo will walk around. But when we come for namaz, then we need a chair. Then we can't stand and read namaz. Then we have to just think. So we have to get reality. So even that lion in the cage, that it is mentioned there, don't even poke fun. But you see the children, they'll still first stand in front of the cage, they get scared. The lion roar, they get scared. But then when the lion moves back, and then they take a stick and push, they see, oh, the lion can't do nothing. So now they become brave. So exactly the same today, some of us that got trying to get little reality of deen, we are still like lions but in the cage. What can we do? We have to become those lions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the title to Hazrat Ali radiallahu asadullah. We are the sons of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. One man who rubbed the whole door of the fort of Khaybar, which was so heavy. But what was it? The strength of Iman. That was, they were the lions of Allah Ta'ala. So today, unfortunately, but sadly, we are getting scared for everybody else. All the announcements of the kuffar. Like Hazrat says, two old men were also going with their grandchildren in the zoo, walking like old people. But when the news came out, a lion is loose from the cage. And just be careful, these two old men were first out of the cage. 120, 140 they pushed. So we also, if any announcement is made, sadly, we want to run first for the vaccine. And we want to run first for the mask, as if that is going to help us. No, we have to come to reality. And similarly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nothing will be left of Quran Kareem, but just a rasam, a customary. That myself, first of all, I think, I'm reading Quran Sharif. So many khatams, etc. But the alhamd, that the praises which Allah mentioned in Surah Fatiha, that didn't even touch my heart. So this reality, this is what Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining, that we should be worried and concerned, that is this reality, where is it in my life? It's far from my life. That is why it's so important to do this cause, and to be concerned and worried for that. So further, Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala, jo Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke razdar kehlate hain, wo bhi farmate hain ke sabse pehle namaz ka khushu utaya jayega. That Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu also mentioned was the secret keeper of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the first thing that will be lifted from the ummah as far as knowledge is concerned and as far as reality is concerned is what is called khushu, this concentration, devotion, standing with humbleness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we won't even have the proper knowledge of what is khushu all about. And like Hazrat, our Shaykh explained so beautifully, our mashayikh, and that is why we have to go to the mashayikh to get reality and to understand what is deen. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi used to say so beautifully that from one ayat, small ayat Allah has mentioned, Aqimis salata li zikri, establish namaz for my remembrance. But I know when I start my namaz, where I'm gone. I'm gone all over the world. So namaz is actually has to be established, not read. As we learned in front, that there will be a curse for such people. So establish namaz for my remembrance. Hazrat says from this one ayat, Allah Ta'ala is making us aware that all the other departments of deen, how important is it? That to establish namaz, first of all, you need basic education. And the basic education is the maktab education. And that is why it's so important
that a person must send his children to maktab. And maktab that is established in the proper way, where children go with the Quran Sharif in their juzdan, in their hands, they know we're going to maktab. Not today, sadly, just also we have broken in the ummah and the maktab, even the non-Muslims know that this was like the backbone of the ummah. They tell today people who went to maktab, after that even if they didn't do any cause of deen, but those who went to maktab in the earlier days, they still have respect for deen. They still have respect for their ulama. But now the maktab has been changed, integrated in the school system. So now the children don't know the reality of maktab, that now you're going for a science subject, now the next subject is Quran Sharif. Also it's just the next subject. And where is the Quran Sharif? Behind our backs, in our necks, knapsacks, etc. So children don't even know the respect of the Quran Sharif, or the fiqh kitab, or the aqaid kitab, how they hold their science textbook, that's how they will hold it. So where is the benefit? That is also an important thing that we should realize. We shouldn't adulterate our deen. And this is what kuffar, they do, they will refer. Shaitan's work is to make us unmindful. That now we think, no, now we're progressing. We got Muslim schools. And in there our children are learning deen. Where we hear reports, the worst characters are children there in that school. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize, so Hazrat says, the first department of deen, from this ayat you can understand, that you have to establish salah to remember Allah. How are you going to establish salah when you don't know the basic masail? So the basic masail you learn in the maktab, and sadly maktab also when the child now reaches his high school, grade 7, now he says too much homework. And the father also gets thrilled and says, no, now you can go leave maktab. No, that is the time when he really needs it. And then the second thing is now to teach in the maktab, you need ustads. Where the ustads are going to get prepared? They need to go to the Darul Uloom. So the department of Darul Uloom here comes to the fore. That, and this was the main work of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that Allah says, we did the greatest favor, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The greatest favor we could do on the believers is that we send a messenger from among themselves. The first responsibility, يَتْلُونَ عَلِيْمْ آيَاتِ, to teach them how to recite Quran Kareem. They take out all the filth and dirt that sadly today, a child, the first thing supposed to be learning, the name of Allah. But the first thing the child is learning, born in a nursery home or in the clinics, the child is hearing music. So already they are adulterating our mind. And then when the child can see little, he's looking, the TV is already on. And when we bring the children home also, sadly, the type of clothes we put them on, all pictures, Mickey Mouse, Superman. So what is that child going to become? Then we are leaving the child to watch comedies, etc. So where is the mind? That mind of the poor child is spoiled. Whereas the first thing the child is supposed to be learning, the name of Allah, supposed to be hearing zikr in the house, then the first child has to go to maktab and learn from those ustad that has got the love of Allah Ta'ala in their heart. Then see the simple way of teaching. You don't need all fancy kitabs also. Simple way of teaching. Then see how the children, the society will grow up. But unfortunately, myself, we have to think how we gone off that line. We have to be making dua. And as Hazrat teaches us, duas will turn the table. There are still many places, mashallah, maktab is operating in that simple way. And you see the results of that. And then the Darul Ulooms also, not that today's students think that I am just going for a profession. Like my brother, he became a lawyer or doctor, I'll become an alim. And I'll teach in the school, I'll teach in the university. And after you become an alim, just to give you a stamp, now you go to a university to get a certificate. And in the Muslim countries now, they'll give you a certificate that you are doctor, you are doctor now. You are doctor in ilm. So all the shaitani ideologies have made our minds. So that's why today we see even students of deen, while they're in Darul Uloom, any masala you tell them, now they want to, what is the proof? What is the dalil for this? And they want to research it. Where our elders have done all the research. And as Hazrat explained, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us, the reality of knowledge is not to worry about proof and it. You know you're learning from authentic, pious ustad, follow in their footsteps. That knowledge must come in your heart, must come in your life. That nur of knowledge must come in your life. So that is the object of Darul Ulum, that we don't go to Darul Ulum to get a profession. It's a great ibadat to learn knowledge of deen. And then we see now generally when children are in the maktab, they still reading their namazas, etc. They're making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Students in a Darul Ulum, they are still making their salah, etc. But then after a while, when you leave your maktab, you leave the Darul Ulum also, now you become lazy with your own salah also. So Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, has established the Tabligh Jamaat that going to remind people how unmindful we have become. Even ulama, if it's not my turn for imamat, then I'm next. I'll be there. If I make it for Jamaat, it's okay. If I don't make it, how sad is this condition? So Allah has brought the Tabligh Jamaat to go and remind us, go door to door, and we see, alhamdulillah, the benefit that people now start realizing, hey, I'm missing namaz so long. But today, sadly, another condition shaitan has brought, that now you go to meet people, and not to actually remind them for your own reformation. But together with that, you have concern for your Muslim brothers, and remind one another, reminder is beneficial. Today you have to make appointment. Why you came to my door? Why did you come here, etc.? Sadly, but anyway, the Tabligh Jamaat, what wonders they did and made people realize. But then again, people came to Darul Ulum, people came to Maktab, came to the Masjid, but no reality of Namaz. That we are reading Namaz for so many years, and I'm an old worker also, but what is the condition of my Namaz? No life in that namaz. So Allah Ta'ala has established, and Allah said, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen." Be with the pious servants. Go to the fi buyutin azin Allah. Go to those places, those small rooms. In other words, the khanka, where it is attached to the masjid. Go and learn from those mashayikh who got the connection with Allah. Go and learn what is connection of all these ibadat. All this, these are like beautiful appliances you got. But you got no current. Go and get current and see what the appliances will do for you. See what tilawat will do for us. See what the Darul Ulum will do. What ulama will be produced, etc. So this is the reality that we should understand. And understand, like Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah also rahmatullah used to say, that normally when a murid comes to a sheikh, then like we got no khushu, no concentration. Our mind is all in dunya, this way, that way. So our mind is diverted all over the show. So it's like a person coming with dirty clothes. So a murid comes to a sheikh, his mind is all diverted. Now that sheikh has to put his dirty clothes into the washing machine and let it go through that process, etc. And now, like how when we give our clothes here to the dhobi, we just push it in the packet, the dirty clothes. But when the clean clothes come, how we pick it up with honor, with respect, etc. So when you do that cause and sit in the company of the mashayikh, as we will learn, how will this khushu, this concentration, devotion, and like we have mentioned, namaz come right, our whole deen come right. That every department of deen now you will be seeing, am I giving my zakat properly? Am I making qurbani with that proper spirit, feeling, etc.? My hajj, am I going for hajj properly? Otherwise, sadly, we hear today what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, that hajj and umrah will become a tourist event. And we hear hajj tours, umrah tours, and what has happened, that is why Haramain Sharifain is locked today. And if it's open also with all shaitani restrictions, and we have to be making tawbah, istighfar, that is the solution to all our problems. We don't have to fight any governments, we have to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Turn to the kings of kings, and this is how our reality will come right, when we come to the right sources, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they will open the eyes of our hearts, and then I'll realize, I'm performing salah, but I'm not performing salah. I'm just doing a ritual, up and down exercises. So Hazrat says that when a murid comes, he's like like dirty clothes. Then we take him through the process. And as we have learned previously also, a sheikh first has to bring your mind to one thing. Even if it is your matter of dunya, you're thinking of so many things. You want this car, then you want this furniture, then you want that. So like a villager came to one sheikh for his Islam. The sheikh saw he is just diverted. He can't pay attention, and like students also today. In a madrasa, to get the attention for 5 minutes of a student is difficult because he's playing his games all the time. His mind is just in games and he's not there. And so the mashayikh, Allah put wisdom in their heart. So he asked the villager, what and what you got? So his main thing that he really was all the time treasuring his buffalo. So the sheikh made him think of his buffalo. They think of your buffalo. Now when his mind came to one thing, that all the other things started moving out of his mind, he started thinking of his buffalo. Now he turned his attention to Allah Ta'ala. That who gave you this buffalo now? Who made this buffalo, etc. So that is how the mashayikh, we come here with the right intention. We ourselves will be surprised that where my mind was and how my mind is coming in the right direction. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, kisi ne pucha. Now we start learning a brief idea of what is this khushu, this concentration, devotion, humility to stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, how we should stand. Hazrat Ali radiallahu, somebody asked him, what is khushu? What is the thing of khushu? Farmaya ke khushu dil mein hota hai. That khushu is not an outward condition, it's the condition of the heart. That a person knows that I'm standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is khushu, that a condition of the heart. And Allahu Akbar. When this condition comes, then a person is shocked that how his heart is so attentive, he is in a different world. And Allahu Akbar. One thing to understand here also, our Shaykh explained beautifully. One is concentration, devotion. It doesn't mean you won't really know what is happening around you. And one is the namaz of the very great pious servant, which is called istighras. They are totally absorbed in namaz. That is not the actual object. Absorption, that is a special gift of Allah Ta'ala. But to develop khushu, concentration, that everybody can do. And for that is why it's so important. Like Hazrat explained yesterday also from here, Hazrat Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned a point. He says that a doubt came to my mind once that Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who's got the greatest concentration of Salah, and not only concentration, absorption in Salah, but on one occasion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed 5 rakats Asr Namaz. So after salam, Sahabi asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, today the rakat have been increased or not? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what? Why? He said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you read 5 rakat. Asked the other Sahaba, they said, yes, you read 5 rakat. Then they repeated the namaz. So Mawlana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, this doubt came in my mind, how could Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make a mistake? And Hazrat explained the same point yesterday, that every question should not be asked to everybody. And should not be asked anyway. That is why sometimes you have a majlis also, a pious person is sitting in front, but he's not an alim also. You ask him a question, he doesn't know the answer. There is answer. But he doesn't know the answer, other people will get doubt. That what deen doesn't have our answers also. And you don't ask it to anybody also. So you have to ask questions to particular people on particular occasions also. Otherwise you'll create doubt in the whole majlis now. Everybody will be in doubt. One person had a doubt now. That is why our mashayikh, we see the trend of our mashayikh's majalis is simple. They teach us deen and after that there is no unnecessary question and answer session. That question and answer session is also shaitan's work to create doubt in people. So Hazrat Dhanvi Rahmatullah used to say, I had this doubt, but I didn't ask this question to everybody or anybody. So we have to know who to ask our questions and when to ask the question, etc. So Hazrat Dhanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, I kept it like Hazrat explained. Hazrat Dhanvi Rahmatullah says, I got 2 files. One where I understand deen, I got that file. One where certain things I don't understand, I put it in that file, in that account. And then Allah Ta'ala opens to my mind. He says, then Allah Ta'ala, after a while, opened to my mind and made me realize that the mistake of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is totally different from our mistakes. We every day we making a mistake. I forgot how many rakats I read, which rakat I am, etc. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mistake, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so much in the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engrossed in thinking of Allah Ta'ala. So much engrossed in thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even made a mistake. And we, our thoughts are so much in dunya, and we making mistakes. And this is a clear in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned, when after tahajjud namaz, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come home, and tell, while he was at home, he was performing his tahajjud namaz. And after that, then when it is time for fajr, he has to go to the musalla. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was by the arsh of Allah. So he is telling Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he used to call her pet name, Ya Humaira, kallimini, talk to me, talk to me. She says, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you hear? She says, no, talk to me. In other words, our dada says so beautifully, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's plane was by the arsh of Allah. So he is telling his family, now talk to me, let me come down to earth. Then I can go to the masjid, and then I can perform my salah. So that was the exhort, the quality of the salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should understand and realize. So Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi says, that is why a person should understand and realize that when you go to the mashayikh, then you will see and understand learning what is reality of concentration in namaz. Just to concentrate in namaz, that is an important aspect. And then you'll see a person, as you do the scores of concentration, now you yourself will be surprised that while you're doing your work, which is called the das bakar dil bayar, that you'll be busy in your work, but you'll be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, if you don't do the scores and you just carry on your namaz, your mind will be totally void of concentration. Like Hazrat explained, one pious person, he was at Haram Sharif, and he saw one youngster was right at Multazam. His heart was attached to Kaaba Sharif, and he was crying. It looks outwardly, you think this boy is really crying to Allah Ta'ala. But the pious servant, certain people, Allah give them what is called kash, and that is Allah opens their hearts, and they can see certain things in the hearts of people. This is not the object of the tasawwuf in any case. But certain people are as a gift of their piety, Allah opens to them. So he looked at the heart of this boy, and he saw this boy is totally unmindful. He's crying and crying. So he must be crying like today, every second person got depression, crying for one thing of dunya, I didn't get this, I didn't get that. And on the other hand, after that, when this pious person went out going towards his hotel, he saw in one bazaar, one person is busy in his shop, small shop, but so busy, giving this one good, taking change, giving that one, taking the money from that one. He thought this person is full in dunya. When he looked at his heart, he saw he is not one minute unmindful of Allah. That is, so just is it, when a person does the scores, and a person starts realizing, what is this thing, what is the khushu, concentration, then a person will see how a person, it's not impossible that you can be busy with your work also, but when you come for salah, then it's like just owning a switch. That like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were busy in their business, etc. But when they came for salah, then it's the button went, the business, all their thoughts went one side. And now they came in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions here, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne ek martaba ek shakhs ko dekha ke namaz mein daari par haath phir raha hai. Irshad farmaya ke agar uske dil mein khushu hota to badan ke saare aza mein sukoon hota. One time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person that while he's in namaz, he's playing with his beard, like all of us. Now you're playing with your beard, then you're scratching here, then again you're playing with your beard. We don't realize, 3 times unnecessarily you do one action in namaz, your namaz is broken. But, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, if this person had concentration, devotion, he knew he was standing in front of Allah, then you should see his body should be motionless. He shouldn't move. And like Hazrat Mufti Sahib Damat Barakatum explained in Bukhari Sharif Dar that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi was buttoned by a wasp in his namaz 90 times, but he was full of concentration. So a person will understand and realize when you do the scores, when you come to the Shaykh and then you realize, then the outward things of dunya won't affect you. Hazrat gives a beautiful example here. He says, there was a king who sent his son to do his islah by one of the mashayikh, one of the sheikh. And he sent his son to such a sheikh who was outwardly a rich person, living in luxury, had a nice house, etc. So when that boy came and he saw the palace, the beautiful house of the sheikh, etc., already it went in his mind that what kind of sheikh he is. He's got all luxuries and that. How he is going to make my islah? So already the sheikh was informed. So to make him realize already, make his islah, the sheikh closed all the doors of his house, right round. Now the boy had to walk right round to look which entrance can I go. Already half his islah was made. And then when he came to the sheikh and he requested for his islah, he thought I'm to get a treatment like a prince. They're going to open the doors for me. They're going to put royal treatment. No, the sheikh closed the doors. Then he came and he said, my father, and I beg you, please make my islah. Then in order to make his islah, the sheikh to show him that you think I'm in dunya because I'm living in luxury. But where your mind is in dunya, you don't even know. Now to bring his mind and attention to show that outwardly you can be living in luxury, but these things don't affect your heart. The king told him that now he gave him a glass of milk full to the brim, and he put a small plate on top, and he said, you must take this milk and walk around in the whole city, and I'm sending a person with a sword in his hand. If one drop of this milk falls down, then he's going to chop off your head. And together with that, the king told the counselor of that town that you put lights around the city, etc. Let some music also be playing because I'm sending this boy on his trial. So when this boy went, now he's got that glass of milk in his hand. And he know the swordman is right next to me. And he went right around the whole city. And he came back. Alhamdulillah, he managed not to drop one drop of milk because he was worried of his life. So the king asked him, how was the lights in the city? Say, what lights are you talking of? The sheikh asked him, what lights you talking about? Says, how was the music playing? Says, what music? Then the sheikh explained to him, when you concentrating on one thing, on Allah Ta'ala, you won't even worry of the luxuries of this world. That is, and this is, to show that a person can be living in luxury also, but these things won't affect them. The pious servants, many times, we have got a misconception that, see, oh, this sheikh is driving in a top Mercedes. To him, it makes no difference whether he drives in a Mercedes or in a jalopy. But to us, it's a big thing. Hey, today I'm sitting in a Mercedes also. And today I'm sitting in this car and I'm going in that house. We go with our mashayikh. Sometimes we invite it somewhere. You go to one person's house, you're looking at the house and you're astonished. To them, it makes no difference. That is why when a person, his islah is not made and all the things of dunya are attracting. And that is why then all these things are harmful. It's harmful then to love to have luxurious house, car, etc. Otherwise Allah didn't make these things haram. But when your treatment is made, then these things got no value. Like our sheikh says, you can have a million rand check right in your pocket, top pocket by your heart. But 1 cent not in your heart. Allah is in your heart. Now you are worried that how Allah Ta'ala can come in my heart. But for that you have to do the scores. And what is the scores? First to have the proper knowledge of what namaz is all about. Like our sheikh explained another beautiful masala, our dada sheikh explained that there is a masala which is taught in the kitabs also about ilmul yaqeen. Then you get haqqul yaqeen, and ainul yaqeen, and haqqul yaqeen. The three stages of knowledge, of yaqeen, of firm iman. This is such a masala that is very difficult for the ustads to teach also, for the children, for the students to grasp also. And they teach it sometimes 2 weeks goes. The children, the students, mashallah, they write the imtihan, they pass, but they still don't know the reality of this masala. Our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala gave him such love of Allah Ta'ala, and as Hazrat explained yesterday also, when the more you get the love of Allah, Allah opened the secrets of the knowledge of deen to you. So Allah opened to Hazrat and said, the easiest way to explain this masala, just put it in the form of food. That food, everything, everybody will understand. And then they'll understand this masala in 5 minutes. For example, ilmul yaqeen, the knowledge of yaqeen means of confirmed iman, firm conviction. So just say ilmul kawab, the knowledge of kabab. That you tell a person, give him that, give him the understanding, there's a certain kabab, shami kabab, and this time of the day, while we got roza to talk about it, is not the right time. But anyway, our desire here should open to learning what is the knowledge of namaz, reality of namaz. That you just come to know, you know, that kabab there, how tasty it is, what you tell him how, where they make it and where they sell it. Now he's got all that knowledge. But now he's still thinking, where is it? Then he goes past that place. Now he gets the next stage, which is called Ainul Kabab, Ainul Yaqeen. One is you got the knowledge of akhirat, the knowledge of iman. But then when you see, when you come to akhirat, like Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about akhirat so much to us, that when we used to start our namaz and read the ayats of jannat, as if we're seeing jannat in front of us, as if the fruits are coming in front of us. But we myself, where we are. So we still don't even have that right knowledge. Then now if you get that knowledge here from the mashayikh, now you will see somebody. Now this person, he had the knowledge of that kebab. Now he saw, he was going past the place where they sell that kebabs. He saw 2 friends are eating together. They ordered 3 kebabs. But this one friend, he loved this kebab so much that it is as if he had 1 kebab in his hand, 1 kebab in his mouth, and 1 kebab in his eyes. His friend didn't have no kebab, and it was so tasty. So now when you see, then you really shocked. Hey, how, what this kebab must be? Now when you get the reality of it, that haqqul kebab, when that kebab comes in your mouth, then you come to, hey, this is really tasty, man. And this is really something enjoyable. So this is what, when you come to the mashayikh, and you come to learn what salah is about, then you'll understand what is salah. Then we will look forward, we will be eager, and we'll be yearning to go towards salah. And then Allahu Akbar. Further it is mentioned, Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, خشوع کے متعلق کہ یہ آگے اس رسالے میں پوری وضاحت انشاءاللہ آ رہی ہے. So Hazrat is mentioning here that with regard to concentration, devotion, the whole details will be explained inshallah. That one is concentration and one is the deeply engrossed, that is not the object. The object is concentration, devotion, which every person can inshallah achieve just by doing the scores of our Islam, of the Marifat of Allah Ta'ala, etc. اور یہ بات بھی کہ حقیقی خشوع یعنی دل کا خشوع تو ذکر و شغل کرنے کے بعد ہی حاصل ہوتا ہے, ورنہ تو اگر نمازی کے دل میں خشوع نہ ہو اور ظاہری میں سکون ہو تو حدیث پاک میں اس کا منافقانہ خشوع سے پناہ مانگتا ہو. And Allah Akbar, Hazrat explains another important point here also, that very very important, the details will be explained, what is concentration and devotion. But this can only be achieved when you do a cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this cause you can only do under the guidance of a sheikh. And you do your spiritual treatment, and they teach you how to get the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will realize that khushu is not an outward condition. Khushu is a condition of the heart. That when you start Allahu Akbar, now you know I'm in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person does the scores of the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get the gain. The who is Allah Rabbul Izzat and Allahu Akbar. Then a person won't be putting up an outward show. That if a person, that the Hazrat is explaining here, one is genuine khushu in the heart, concentration, and one is like a hypocrite. That you're standing in namaz and your head is down and you look outwardly like you concentrating, but you got no concentration whatsoever. That type of khushu, a person should seek protection. That this is like a hypocrite. Outwardly you want to put, you want to show that you got concentration. But concerning this, Hazrat Umar radiallahu saw one youngster standing in namaz with his head bowed down. Hazrat Umar radiallahu took his stick and poked him. And he said, "A taqwa hauna." Taqwa is in the heart. It's not how you put your head down and act like a pious person. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand that we get reality, and reality we will learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we do this cause of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do our spiritual training, etc., that is what the mashayikh teach us, how to make our zikr, and we punctual that, then we will see this reality will come. Otherwise, aur dusri jagah, be khabri se namaz parne walo ke mutalik irshad hai. Otherwise, in another place in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala on the one hand praises that if you make your concentration in namaz, you're successful. On the other hand, if you just carrying on with your namaz, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, that people are reading namaz, but destruction for them. And as we explained yesterday, our Shaykhul Hadith also explained, my namaz, one rakat, over 200 sins we are committing. So namaz is cursing us. So where can we get goodness in our life? So people that stand, that make namaz in that condition, that is, they stand lazily also in namaz. Our Shaykh says, we're not even standing straight in namaz, etc. We're not passing our hands properly, that we're going to the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, we want to reach. We say, we also want to reach there. But we're not even buckling up properly. So all these things, if we don't do this cause, then there is great harm for us. And there is great danger for us. But when a person realizes and he comes to the mashayikh and he'll see that now what is concentration? That a person, Allahu Akbar, forget in namaz, out of namaz his concentration will be when he do zikr of Allah Ta'ala. That now out of namaz you'll be thinking of Allah Ta'ala. And so much so, our Dada Shaykh explained this point, that the mashayikh and the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they're so much in the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala, that even when they have to go relieve themselves, now it is a command of Allah, that in that place where there's the odor, it is disrespect to even think of Allah's name. But in that place also, the thought just comes. So when a person comes out of the toilet, what is the dua? Ghufranak. And ghufranak is like you telling somebody who caught you red-handed, please forgive me, please forgive me. Hazrat says, you didn't go and do any sin, you went to relieve yourself. But why are you asking Allah, please forgive me? It is those great people that even in the toilet, they couldn't control themselves, but the thought of Allah came. And they say, oh Allah, please forgive me. Or on the other hand, that, oh Allah, in the toilet that few minutes, I couldn't think of you. So Allah, please forgive me. So this is when a person does the score, then he'll realize. Otherwise we'll be just carrying on, and our life will go past with an unmindful namaz. And this is when a person is not conscious. However, if a person tries and is weak, and his concentration is still weak, then this curse is not for that person. This is a curse for a person who is not scared, and he just carries on his namaz as he wants. That is why we find Hazrat Ari, Hazrat Arifin, Baru namaz parne ke tariqa mein bayan farmaye hain. And that is why we find that the Arifin, those who have recognized Allah Ta'ala, they make people understand what is a namaz of life, what is a true namaz. And where this beautiful kitab is explained, jin mein ek bahut hi mubarak aur muassir Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi ki taqreer pe hai, jo arsa hua Anwar Salah ke naam se tabah hokar nayab ho chuki. Usko dekh kar khud banda ka aur deegar ahbab ka taqaza hua ke usko dobara tabah karaye jaye, ke is mukhtasar risalo ko jisne bhi padha hai بے اختیار اش اش اٹھا کر سبحان اللہ کیا دیکھ کیا نماز ہے that Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says that when the people come to know the reality of Salah from this bayan of Hazrat Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, this bayan was printed, but then it became extinct. People didn't know. And when I saw this kitab, and my friends also told me that reprinted. And when it was reprinted, people said, what is namaz all about? We thought we are reading namaz, but we don't know the reality of namaz. What is namaz? Kya hal? What is the condition when you're just going towards salah? Now you are eager, somebody is talking to you, azan time, you got no time to even talk to anybody. Then we'll understand the reality that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Qurratu aini fi salah. Kipuri misal. What is, this is a proverbial statement in Arabic, that the coolness of my eyes is in salah. In other words, I just get great enjoyment when you learn this kitab, and from the mashayikh, and you do the course, then you will realize what is this enjoyment of salah. Then you will be looking forward. Allah give me all of us to speak and understand. Subhanallah.